Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is from the trenches, worldreport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It's Frickin' Friday. It's the fourth day of August 2023. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in star 6 and mute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 73 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 80 degrees today for the Klamath Basin and a low of 50, and there might be some thunderstorms, and we got a fire warning, so that's that for the fucking weather, I suppose. All righty, man, we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to ask ourselves why we are standing on such moral high ground that cannot be contested, and we're not doing any goddamn thing. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTP,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. Like I said, we're standing on the moral high ground. Nobody can talk about moral high ground. That's all fucking bullshit, and everybody knows it. The bottom line is, what are we going to do from this moral high ground? Are we just going to grow old and die on the fucking vine for these son of a bitches? Are we going to, fuck you, all of us are going to die. They intend to kill every fucking body. On one of these videos, they're bragging. They're saying, we'll kill half the world's population. No, they want to kill us down to 550 million so that we'll be in perpetual balance with their fucking freak-ass ideas of being gods. And people, we have to fucking, these fucking Khazarian Jew motherfucking scumbag pieces of shit, pedophilic scum. That's what we're facing, and we outnumber them. Thousands to one. And we will not charge down that fucking hill. We will not fucking confront them. Every time I roll this down, I got to go past Hunter Biden sitting there with them little girls. Come on, people. Are we going to fucking do something about this shit or not? If I wasted fucking this many years of my fucking life and see my wife die and fighting for this fucking cause and nobody's going to fucking do anything, maybe people are doing something, though. You ever fucking think of that? You think they're going to fucking report it? I think that, man, the way that they're acting, there are people fucking doing shit. But, man, we got to fucking all step out there at once and say, fuck this shit. It's over. Stopping now. It's stopping now with your dead ass on the fucking ground. A bullet through your fucking treasonous head. A bullet through your foreign fucking head. You got it, you motherfuckers. We're going to enforce our fucking law. And you're going to die. Because you've been in gross violation of our fucking law for fucking about 100 and 60, 70 fucking years now. Woman escapes kidnapper's cell in Oregon. FBI searching for more victims in other states. And I mean, this is the fucking what you get when you fucking let your fucking society degenerate. You let all the morality fucking slip away and you just go with the flow, you know, bend with the wind and just, you know, don't be politically incorrect. Worry if somebody might call you a transphobia. I fucking laugh at that shit. Am I transphobic? Fuck no, I just hate queers and I hate fucking transvestites. And I hate the rest of them fucking freak son of a bitches because they're mental rejects and they want to hurt kids. A woman who escaped a cinder block cell in a man's garage in Klamath Falls, Oregon. Boy, we're getting all the best down here, aren't we? Was abducted hundreds of miles away last month in Seattle. And now authorities are looking for potential victims across multiple states. The man, 29-year-old Zigazi Zerbiri, I mean, fuck, is that Irish? He must have came from Ireland. That's all I can figure. You know, this is what's pouring over your fucking southern borders. Why we just sit there on our fucking asses and watch it happen? And now they're fucking in Chicago. They're telling illegal aliens they can be fucking cops. Pull my ass over, motherfucker. Do it! The man, 29-year-old fucking this foreign son of a bitch of Klamath Falls, posed as an undercover police officer and kidnapped the woman in the early hours of July 15th, then shackled, sexually assaulted her and locked her up, according to court records. He was arrested and finally charged with interstate kidnapping, which carries a maximum sentence of life in prison. Oh, fuck yeah. You ain't going to do shit to this motherfucker. You're the ones that are down here releasing them down at Home Depot in the middle of the fucking night, taking them out of the insane asylums and releasing them on the fucking people. We know who you are and what you're doing. That's why there is no fucking excuse for us not fucking hammering them back. We know where, we know how, we know what the fuck needs to be done. Sentence of life in prison if convicted, my fucking ass. Assistant U.S. Attorney Nathan Lichovic. I mean, everybody's got a goddamn communist-sounding name or a fucking Jew-sounding name, which are both fucking Jews, said at a news conference on Wednesday. Authorities and Zubiniri. I mean, fuck, you can't even pronounce their goddamn names because they're from every fucking shithole around this fucking planet. They are pumping them in here to do shit like this to us, to do shit like this to our loved ones, to do fucking whatever they fucking please because they're trying to, they know that we own this motherfucking joint. And we got the goddamn law to fucking take care of their fucking ass. All we have to do is fucking stand up and fucking do it. I mean, goddamn it. I mean, whatever life you got left, you're going to live it like this? Has been linked to sexual assaults in at least four more states. And they are searching for more possible victims. He has lived in multiple states since 2016, possibly including California, Washington, Oregon, California, Utah, Florida, New York, New Jersey, Alabama, and Nevada. The FBI said, now how did this fucker, I mean, I can't afford to go to fucking Klamath and back. But this motherfucker's, I mean, he's lived in, that means he's been there and stayed in California, Washington, Oregon, Colorado, Utah, Florida, New York, New Jersey, Alabama, and Nevada, the FBI said. And all of these, and he committed crimes and all these. Now you're trying to find the list of the fucking crimes, son of which committed. 50, I'll bet you my fucking shiny nickel that this motherfucker is a goddamn illegal alien here. Came into this fucking country in violation of the corporate policy, of course, because we don't have no fucking law. The only law we got is our law, and we're not fucking enforcing it. Fighting for her life, she escaped bloodied. The victim in Klamath Falls, who wasn't identified, briefly slept and awoke to the realization that she would likely die if she did not attempt to escape, according to a criminal complaint. The makeshift cell was made of cinder blocks and a metal door that had been installed backward so it couldn't be opened from the inside. The complaint said there was also an interior door, and the cell had been built to be soundproof, Klamath Falls police said in a news release. I mean, this is what you're pumping in here, man. This is what fucking our America is now. You think about it, man. Who in the fuck are we? She banged against the door, bleeding and bruising her hands until she managed to open it, the FBI in Portland said Wednesday. According to Klamath Falls Police Captain Bob Reynolds, the victim was able to break welds on the door, rip a metal screen off it, and crawl out. She had lacerations on her knuckles from punching the door and walls, Reynolds said. She then retrieved a gun that belonged to Zubiri, I mean, that's what he is, and escaped. She climbed over a fence and flagged down a driver who called 911. The woman fought for her life, beating the doors and the walls of the cell with bloodied hands. How many more are in cells right now? I mean, they're pumping these psychotic motherfuckers into Klamath Falls. I mean, they take in the middle of the night, they come and release them in the fucking parking lots and just let them fuck, they're all over the goddamn place. It's just hordes of them. Why? Taking out of mental institutions. What the fuck were they doing in the mental institutions? Well, they like to kill people. Well, really? So what do we do about this, people? You know where the problem is? Can you see the fucking problem? Do you see the solution? Stephen Shark, the assistant special agent in charge of the FBI's Portland field office, said Wednesday, the victim's focus, attention, and her will to survive triggered a law enforcement response. Fuck you. Day late and a dollar short. She saved herself. You didn't save her, you son of a bitch. Triggered a law enforcement response that may have actually saved many other women from similar nightmare. No fucking doubt about it. I want to know who this fucker is. I want to know how he got here. I want to know how he fucking managed to go around from state to state to state, state to state, and have a place where he could fucking build a fucking cell inside. I mean, he must have been renting the house, right? At least renting it. And he could build a cell. And how many of these other places? How did he travel? Where did he get his money? That's what I would like to know. The victim is strong and courageous, and right now she is physically okay, Shark said, adding that she was being offered resources. Physically okay? She's been fucking raped. I don't think so. There are more victims. No fucking doubt about it. When did you guys pump this son of a bitch? When did you bring him into the United States, you low-life fucking communist whore bitches? There are more victims. Zubiri had solicited the victim to engage in prostitution before telling her he was an undercover officer. The criminal complaint said he drove her about 7 hours and 450 miles away, officials said Wednesday. Sadly, we believe there are more victims, Shark said. Do you think? The FBI said investigators believe Zubiri has used different methods to gain control of victims, including drugging their drinks, impersonating law enforcement. Well, the law enforcement's impersonating law enforcement because there ain't no such fucking thing. The people would have already took care of this motherfucker. And I'm betting he was brought into this country in violation of the fucking statutes, which are nothing more than fucking corporate policy, and that he was released onto the fucking people just like they're releasing them in Klamath Falls right now. Enforcement officers and soliciting sex workers before violently sexually assaulting them, Klamath Falls police said. The victim reported that the Zubiri had police patches, a taser, and other law enforcement equipment. Some of the encounters may have been filmed to make it appear as if the assault was consensual, the FBI in Portland said in a news release. The victims are threatened with retaliation if they notify the police. He was arrested in Reno, Nevada, in a Walmart parking lot where he was with his wife and one of his children. Indeed. I wonder if they, I guess if we were a family unit, you couldn't turn them a fucking way. Now, could you? Handwritten notes found paper to show planning. In his house, authorities seized notes that were handwritten and including a sketch of an underground structure with foam insulation and waterproof concrete, according to the criminal complaints. One of the notes featured the title Operation Takeover and a to-do list. Now, see, you start to be, who is financing this son of a bitch? They don't say nothing about him being employed or anything. He's at all these places. He's got a wife. He's got a fucking kid. And he's doing this fucking shit, an Operation Takeover.
Probably collecting $4,000 from the corporation.
Damn straight. That's what I was thinking, brother. Leave phone at home. Make sure they don't have a bunch of PPL in their people in their life. You don't want any type of investigation. Too bad they didn't have people in their life would go and put a bullet through this motherfucker's head. The home where Zabiri held the woman in the garage is owned by Klamath Falls Mayor Carol Witzfall and her husband. Wow, people. Now, this ain't one of these degenerates that they dropped off a fucking bus now, is it? It's owned by the fucking mayor of Klamath Falls and her husband, Kevin Whitfield. According to court records, they evicted him after his arrest. Really? Man, okay. No, this guy, this isn't fucking part of a fucking communist operation. No, sirree, sir. The West Falls said in an emailed statement to USA Today on Wednesday that they are shocked and dismayed. Really? Are you really? We applaud the actions of the woman who helped capture this person and prevent him from committing further atrocities, they said. An attorney listed as representing Zabiri in court records didn't immediately respond. Did you get Stupidberg? Oh, Stupidberg will take good care of you, motherfucker. I mean, the Jew that runs the fucking goddamn fucking injustice system of King Chuck for fucking Klamath County. Is that the Jew boy you got, huh? Immediately responded to a request for comment from USA Today. Zabiri is also known by the names Justin, Joshua, Haichi, Skamia, Zubiria, and Justin Calcia. I don't know, court records show. He is expected to appear in court in the coming week after being returned to Oregon, Litchvik. Said, you betcha. Uh-huh. To the corporate fiefdom of the United of Klamath Falls, Oregon, because it is, if ever there was a corporate fiefdom, it's there. You call the fucking number for the goddamn district court, you get a goddamn company directory, and it says this is the company directory. Poor lady. No, man, I'm sorry, man. I can't do it right now. I'm fucking in the middle of... Why do you always come up in the middle of Broadway? Well, that's when you're on the goddamn air, Henry. That's why. And they show a picture of this cell this cocksucker had her in. Man, oh, man, oh, man, people. This is interesting. Pfizer just purchased Arena Pharmaceuticals to gain control of cardiovascular treatments that are in high demand after the COVID jabs. Now, you talk about taking your fucking by your back of your head, taking it down into a pissy dog shit fucking newspaper and rubbing your fucking face in it. Here we go. Oh, yes, they did, Pfizer, the leader of the big pharma drug cartel and creator of the most deadly vaccine. It's not a vaccine. It is a biological kill agent ever known to humans. Just completed their purchase of Arena Pharmaceuticals for $6.7 billion, gaining dominant control of cardiovascular treatments for the horrific health trauma caused by the Wuhan coronavirus, COVID-19. I mean, fuck you. There is no such fucking thing. This is a fucking operation, and this is just fucking throwing it in our goddamn face. How about we just go blast these motherfuckers? Just go and fucking shoot them. What the fuck do we got to lose? They're killing us anyway, people. They're shooting and we ain't shooting back. Vascular clogging, clot shots. They themselves manufactured. Arena Pharmacy creates drug products that supposedly treat immuno-inflammatory diseases from vaccine injuries. So Pfizer, the criminal cartel conglomerate of pharma, is literally now creating injuries with its product, then selling drugs to treat those injuries or make them worse. I mean, God almighty, what does it take? It's to stop these son of a bitches. I'll tell you what it takes. It takes about fucking, oh, I don't know, 240 grains of lead in the left fucking ear or right fucking ear or any fucking ear. Products then selling drugs to treat those injuries. Wow. This is also known as a problem reaction solution. Oh, written shit. This is known as goddamn blatant fucking racketeering is what it's known as. Pfizer's chief business innovation officer said about the merger, we believe this transaction represents the best next stop step for both patients and shareholders. They're talking shareholders. This is because the merger means investors will bankroll off the vascular clotting the Pfizer COVID jabs create with their spike protein prions. And now the company can capitalize off treatment of those compounded health issues. They should be being put up against the wall. Instead, they get to fucking make another guy and buy another business fucking treating the fucking ailments that they're... You have to be admitting that these are causing ailments, you know. There was a guy fucking testifying before some, I think it was in Australia. And they're completely safe. And what the fuck are you buying the treatment center for? So to make sure when you do go get treated, you get treated to kill people. You want to kill more people. How about some of these people start killing you? You motherfuckers are not bulletproof and you're every fucking where. They're like Skittles. God damn, I mean, if you're going to go out, take some of these fuckers with you. Of those compounded health issues created in the vascular system of a couple of hundred million, of a couple of hundred million Americans, if they're admitting to a couple of hundred million, you can figure 20 million minimum. For example, a medication called Estramod that treats inflammatory conditions is at the epicenter of Pfizer's acquisition of Arena Pharmaceuticals because spike protein syndrome, we got a syndrome going here now. Your fucking shot is a fucking goddamn biological weapon. It ain't no fucking syndrome. Causes chronic inflammation. Tima Nogrel, a drug used for treating muscular obstructions. Let's repeat that. yeah, I wanted to. Microvascular obstruction. This is the core problem caused by the Pfizer's clot shot. I mean, are you feeling that shit in your face? Is it being rubbed in there? Hence all the myocarditis cases that flared up across the world and nations since the rollout of the mRNA spike protein stabs. Again, it's this epitome of the problem reactions. No, it's not problem reaction solution. I mean, you're not, I mean, fuck you. The problem you created put you against the wall. That's murder, motherfucker. You murdered fucking people. You murdered people's loved ones. They murdered our loved ones out there, people. Are we going to go murder them fucking bastards back? Are we just going to go to the fucking grave and say, oh, they killed my wife. They killed my daughter. They killed my son. They killed my nephew. They killed my niece. And I just let it go. I don't fucking think so. Business model. Tima Nagarl, I mean, also known as APD 791, is used for the treatment of arterial thrombosis. Pfizer will now treat the cardiovascular nightmare they created with the mRNA jabs. And that's why I said it's a problem reaction solution. They didn't create the fucking problem. They fucking poisoned people. Those son of a, that's the, right there, that's the fucking crime. I mean, you killed fucking people. You fucking killed people. We mice are fucking men. You let them kill your fucking loved ones? I'm not. Pfizer will now treat the cardiovascular nightmares they created with the mRNA shots, jabs anyway. Recently published in March 2023 by the National Institute of Health under the National Library of Medicine and National Center for Biotechnology Information are the adverse events documented by clinical trials. Now, this son of a bitch was just on an interview, and there are no events that can be proven. They're just, you know, probably 20 million people. Their hearts just fucked. I mean, it was just a coincidence that they took the shot and their hearts fucked up and they got myocarditis. It became a pandemic. We got a pandemic of myocarditis. We need to get, how can we do? Well, we'll buy this company here that treats it. And then we'll give them another. Wonder what them goddamn drugs are going to do to you. That followed the administration of COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 never existed. This is all a fucking scam. This is all a fucking goddamn propaganda program to try to usher in a fucking new world order, and it ain't gonna fucking work. mRNA vaccines, they ain't fucking vaccines. They are fucking goddamn biological kill agents, including a systematic review of, wait for it, cardiovascular complications, thrombosis, and thrombiotopenia. God almighty. Reports have flooded the system revealing cardiovascular complications arising after the first or second dose of the mRNA gene mutation in now you're calling it gene mutation injection. Now that is not a goddamn fucking vaccine, right? That is the goddamn biological weapon meant to fucking rearrange your goddamn your genes, your goddamn DNA, so that it fucking helps kill you instead of stops things from killing you, including pediatrics, myocarditis, myocarditis, hypertension, hypertension twice. Arrhythmia, cardiogenic shock, stroke, myocardial inflammatory stem, intracranial hemorrhaging. That's what killed my wife, you motherfuckers. I know who you are. I know what you fucking are. I'm not leaving here without some of you motherfuckers coming with me. Thrombosis, deep vein thrombosis. Venous thrombosis, arterial or venous thrombotic event, portal vein thrombosis, coronary thrombosis, microvascular small bowel thrombosis, and pulmonary embolism. Jesus Christ almighty, that was a hell of a fucking read, huh? Realize that arterial thrombosis is the formation of blood clots or thrombus inside an artery that restricts or blocks the flow of blood and can result in acute coronary syndrome or stroke, like what we see all over the news with athletes, military members, and celebrities who get the clot shot and die suddenly. I mean, they're sitting here fucking making jokes about this shit. These people are you're a murderer. You're not going to get no corporate fucking fine. There's not no money. If you really love somebody, there's no money that can replace them. You don't want the fucking money. You couldn't enjoy it with having it anyway. I mean, just fucking fucking venge is what this is fucking. We have the right under the fucking law to put these motherfuckers down. They have declared war on us, and they are fucking killing us. They are conducting war against us to They state they want to kill half the population. They're stating that now. Of the world. That's fucking, what, 4 billion people that you're admitting you want to kill? You son of a bitches. And this shit that, you know, because they spread it through, because my wife sure as hell didn't take no fucking shot, but she got the goddamn swelling in the fucking leg. She got the fucking the sickness, and finally the medications they gave her made her fucking brain bleed. She died. So you're not going to sell this fucking shit to me, buddy. The key reason Pfizer just acquired Arena Pharmaceuticals, just do the math and follow the money. You goddamn right. Because these fuckers aren't going to be held accountable until we hold them accountable. Under our law, under the supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law of we the people, fucking ratified December 15, 1791 by our elected representatives. And by God, it is absolute and it is unalienable. And we have the right to fucking fight people who are and kill people who try to kill us. You kill us, we kill you. That's what it's all about. In fact, we're way fucking delinquent in our duty and having destroyed your fucking asses, removed you from this fucking planet. Chris Cabal, MD Arenas, the senior vice president, just started with approximately 10 million DHF patients, hospital visits expected in the U.S. by 2025, and few viable treatment options. We believe that APD 418 has the potential to make a significant impact on these patients. Didn't say it was a positive impact, now did they? No, you fucking, it's another thing to fucking finish them off, you son of a bitches, you murdering motherfuckers, you mangling motherfuckers. You see, they are predicting at least 10 million new patients who will be suffering from cardiovascular obstructions. Just 10 million more, guys. They were admitting to 6, now we're up to 10. I remember Thermonogril received FDA fast track. Fuck. Why not? Back in 2020, meaning they basically skipped or skewed clinical trials and went straight to the market and straight into the people. And your people went straight into the fucking ground. They killed our fucking people on purpose. They did it with fucking malice and forethought. And there is no one to hold them accountable but us. And we have the right to hold them accountable under our fucking law. The unalienable law, December 15, 1791. Those motherfuckers are, we got to do it, people. Are we going to keep reading shit like this? My God. I mean, that's like fucking Steve Mnuchin becoming the goddamn Treasury Secretary. In your face, rubbing your face in dog shit and dog piss. Yeah, we'll do it. What are you going to do about it, bitch? Meaning they basically skipped and skewed the clinical trials and went straight to market according to the acquisition terms. Arena Pharma was valued at $100 in cash per share, and Arena is now a wholly owned subsidiary of Pfizer. How do you fucking like that? I mean, what the fuck are you going to do, punk? You bitch. You nobody son of a bitches. You goyim. What are you going to do about it, Goyim? Well, let's take a break and we'll think about what we're going to fucking do about it. What do you say? We'll be right back.
Down the road here from me, there's an old holly tree where you lay down a dollar or two. Go on around the bend and come back again. There's just for that good old Mountain Dew.
Oh, they call it that good old Mountain Dew. And them there, if you let our few, I'll hush up my mug if you fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
We'll be right back. I'm gonna watch you bleed.
Listening to the word from the trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The word from the trenches is a listener sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button, or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:42 Pacific time, and that was Welcome to the Jungle, Guns N' Roses. Welcome to the Jungle. We live in the fucking, this is a fucking jungle. I mean, these son of a bitch and murdering motherfuckers, I mean, they murder out in the goddamn open. What the fuck's it take? How many of your people do they got to kill? I mean, you're just going to watch them kill them all? It totally blows my ass away. It really does. I mean, fucking, we all don't have to be that away. I guess we'll all have to be our own person and do what we got to fucking do. Energy Sect, Goldman Secretary, Consulate, top CCP energy officials before. This is that speaking in 1994, ex-intelligence officer turned whistleblower Dr. John Coleman warned us about what the Club of Rome, original architects of the climate scam, had planned for us, including a 50% reduction of the world's population by 2050. 50 fucking percent. You're talking about 4 billion people, man. And that's what I was talking about earlier. Of course, it's a goddamn video and we can't do it. We'll work on that this weekend. And John Stewart strokes the race war. Again, a link to a video. You know what? Fuck, we are so sick of you fucking scumbags. We can look at you and see you're all different colors and you all swap spit and you all want the same fucking degenerate fucking shit. Why in the hell you really think we care about what skin pigment we have, or our brothers have, or our sisters have? You really think we care? Or you think we might have something just a little bit more important on our fucking minds, like taking you motherfuckers out, like getting rid of this goddamn problem so human beings can live on this goddamn planet in peace again? Hunter Biden raked in millions amid nonstop debauchery. No fucking shit. You know, and they show in this here, you go and they show him, you know, with fucking prostitutes, and they look pretty young. But I mean, right at the top of this fucking site, it's still sitting there. How come I ain't seeing that nowhere else? The son of a bitch with little fucking 6-year-old girls dressed like prostitutes weighing out his fucking coke. I look at your face, motherfucker. You're a piece of fucking trash. I dust your fucking ass in a heartbeat. Son of a bitch. A tough day for Pfizer Australian Senate hearings today. And that was another good video. You should go watch it. But it still doesn't help us have one to read. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson minimizes mass looting over the weekend. He scolds a reporter for using the term mob and says we should call them a large gathering. A large gathering of motherfucking thieves. Jesus, people, did you ever think you would see the day? I sure as hell didn't. It's like I'm worthless. Troubleshooters investigate patient dumping allegations. And I watched this fucking video. They just take them out and fucking, I mean, there's no fucking money in it for them to get them. They just go and just take them off the property and lay them down on the fucking sidewalk and they can't even fucking move. It's a picture. If you go over there and watch this, man, it's disturbing. Oh, man, that would be just a goddamn fucking nightmare. The actor's strike may last. And may it last forever, and I agree. Just when you think you've reached the heart of darkness of this brave new world, crazed sex and drug addict Hunter Biden may get off scot-free. His crooked, lying father will remain president. The Department of Justice will continue to be run by the corrupt Merrick Garland, who claims objections to Biden's perfidy are much to do about nothing, and Congress will much to do about nothing. Fucking, we got pictures of your boy with little girls on, and we know you're sniffing little nasty bastard yourself there, Biden. How many fucking little children have you raped? How many have you fucking killed? Would be a good question. Congress will spend us into bankruptcy gradually, and then suddenly just. Then comes a sliver of light. The entertainment industry is shut down by the actor strike. Oh, Nelly, get down on your knees and thank Providence. And I fucking agree. The fucking Jew fucking propaganda machine has taken a blow. I don't know. Now the children, and yes, their parents too, will not be able to watch new episodes of, well, let's us look at a few of the programs. Euphoria. According to HBO, the show follows a group of students as they navigate love and friendship in a world of drugs, sex, trauma, and social media. Euphoria is the second most watched behind Game of Thrones. In Euphoria, family-friendly isn't Euphoria family-friendly. Depends on whose family, the Bidens perhaps, and the closely related Adams family, but probably not yours. Absolutely fucking not. National Review said this about the show. It plumbs the depths of Zoomer depravity. Yeah, Euphoria feels more like the work of a slightly desperate middle-aged writer doing his best to cram as many outlandishly lewd events into each episode as he possibly can, with an eye toward totally fucking freaking out parents who, after all, are the ones who pay for the HBO subscription. And that always, Another outlet complained about far too much nudity, sex, and violence in Euphoria season 2. These are fucking kids. And not just sex, unrelentingly explicit sex. Okay, now that season 3 has been delayed, I guess people will have to start reading Dickens. No, don't start reading or anything. No, I mean, shit. The Handmaid's Tale is a dystopian show about a society where women are treated as property of the state and fertile women are turned into sex slaves. I mean, this is what you get on TV for your kids. Season 4 set a Hulu record. The premise was the most watched Hulu original ever. Hillary Clinton thinks America might be turning into the Handmaid's Tale. And the New Republic says the original novel lays bare the honors of collusion with the patriarchy. When season six delayed, families may be able to, with season six delayed, families may be able to find better things to do than wait a little longer for their last warning about the patriarchy. Okay. A Knight of the Seven Kingdoms, the Hedge Knight, oh, so they're still talking about shit ones, is a new prequel to Game of Thrones, a show which achieved fame in part due to its sexploitations, sex schemes, purely for the purpose of distracting from boring exposition. Abbott Elementary is a mockumentary about teachers in a Philadelphia school, according to National Review. Abbott Elementary promotes the collapse of American education and, by laughing at the problem, hides the self-serving and recently exposed political threats of teachers' unions. Abbott Elementary teaches homogeny. The Last of Us is a post-apocalyptic show about a paramedic that causes humans to turn into, or pandemic, I'm sorry, that causes humans to turn into zombies. Ben Shapiro called the show a Brokeback Zombie Farm, about two gay dudes who meet and have a relationship in which one grows strawberries for the other, and then they die, not by being killed by zombies. I mean, okay. Must we feel sorry for the writers and actors of such programs? Why? We don't feel sorry for pornographers or drug pushers. Why should we? Well, I don't know. It depends on who you are. Here in fucking Oregon, the pornographers and drug pushers are fucking put ahead of fucking normal human beings, don't you know? Why should we feel sorry for the writers who create stories about gay dudes or a world of drugs, sex, and trauma? Well, we shouldn't, and we don't. I don't give a fuck. I hope they die. Once upon a time, a long, long time ago, in a land inhabited by a different kind of people, there was no television. Amazingly, people survived, even into old age. What did people do with all that free time? They talked to their neighbors. They practiced playing musical instruments. They wrote letters to faraway loved ones. They read books like Chaucer's The Canterbury Tales, Shakespeare's 38 plays, Moll Flanders by Daniel Defoe, Pride and Prejudice and Emma by Jane Austen, The Last of the Mohicans by James Fenimore Cooper, A Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens, The Count of Monte Cristo by Alexander Dumas, Jane Eyre by Charlotte Bronte, David Copperfield and the Great Expectations by Charles Dickinson, War and Peace by Leo Tarowski, Kim by Rudyard, Kipling, A Heart of Darkness by Joseph Conrad, The Waste Land and Notes Towards the Definition of Culture by T.S. Eliot, and almost any book by C.S. Lewis, and dozens and dozens and dozens of other books we used to call literature. Yeah, no shit, man. I mean, when's the last time you seen a kid without his phone in their face and reading a fucking book? For a busy person, a man who has a job supporting his wife, a woman who has a household to manage and children to bring up, time is limited. But there is always limited. But time is always limited for everyone in every culture and every generation. The question is, how do we best fill that limited time? For those who, with imagination, a strike that cripples television and an opportunity that comes probably once in a lifetime. It's an opportunity not to be missed, and opportunity that can change the way a person sees the world, change the way he thinks, change the way he acts, change the way he prepares for his end. How lucky can we be? We few, we happy few, to live in the time of an actor's strike. No shit. Strike on, O Actors Guild, and be damned. He who first cries hold enough. Yeah, Daniel Oliver is chairman of the Board of Education and Research Institute and a director of Pacific Research Institute for Public Policy in San Francisco. In addition to serving as chairman of the Federal Trade Commission under President Reagan, he was executive editor and subsequently chairman of the board of William F. Buckley Jr.'s National Review. And it has an email for him, and I don't want to email him. Well, nothing to do with the son of a bitch, but man, it sure is. I think about back, I mean, I guess that's 100 years now. Fuck, man, it seems like it. When I was young, man, and reading books, man, I mean, it was the coolest fucking thing there was, plain and simple. I had my fucking books. I had my radio. I had fucking a few other things. We got to look at Hunter. Hunter's all we got left. Hunter Biden raked in millions amid nonstop debauchery. How come you have me sitting here drinking a can of beer and trying to look like a fucking tough guy? He ain't. When you should have him show that picture at the top from the trenches with him with them little 6-year-old girls dressed like prostitutes. Why is that? Why the fuck is that, guys? I don't fucking get it. I mean, he's here trying to look like tough, man. Fuck, I'd knock you out. Old as I am, I'll knock you out one fucking punch, you fucking tweaker. Because that's what you are, a fucking tweaker. For 2 years, as Hunter Biden slid deep into substance abuse, and prostitutes, pedophilia. He raked in $4 million from a Chinese private equity firm, a uranium energy company, and other sources according to a proposed plea agreement to federal tax charge, Bloomberg reports. Now, the other day we heard that was off the table. Go ahead and keep on boogering the little kids. And now it's back on the fucking table. Maybe fucking Biden is, you better do it, son, bitch. I won't give you that $1 billion, you son of a bitch. It belongs to the people. I won't give it to you, son of a bitch. You're a punk, Biden. All you Bidens are fucking punks. The agreement made public Wednesday after U.S. District Judge Mary Yellen Norica ordered it unsealed following media requests would see Hunter Biden plead guilty to a misdemeanor charges, serve no jail time, and gave the first son de facto immunity for prosecution for future crimes outside the scope of the current case. Now, that would be that fucking child fucking pornography, wouldn't it? So this is how you're going to get him out of a fucking blatant child pornography he fucking filmed, weighing out his fucking crack cocaine. Oh, no, we can't do that because, man, he's already pled guilty to a lesser charge and he didn't even get a fucking fine. An exhibit incorporated into the agreement between Biden and federal prosecutors in Delaware sets out in some detail his earnings in 2017 and 2018, 2 years for which he failed to pay income taxes. And the Republicans. You love Republican. I'm a Republican. I vote. It's my right. Republican and Democrats. I mean, you fucking dumb motherfuckers. You are dumber than fucking dirt who have criticized the proposed plea as a sweetheart deal. No fucking shit. We needed you to do that. Man, he stood up there and he fucking pointed out the blatantly obvious. I better go vote. I'm going to go booze and vote. I'm fucking sick of this shit, guys. We'll see you on Monday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And until then, man, I mean, decide what you're going to fucking do. Are you going to do anything? If you are, fucking let's do it. Fuck this fucking shit. Fuck living like this. Fuck living with the goddamn fact that they're fucking killing our fucking loved ones and we ain't killing them back. It's fucking time for fucking some business, man. It's time to fucking do it. Anyhow, that is the word from the trenches. You do the same, brother.
I have done all I can do.
Cookies!